You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to Asai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram greetings, a very good morning and a warm welcome to yet another segment of today's Thursday Live, that is Service, Love in Action. I am Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, and as always, I am accompanied by Brother Sunil, our audio engineer. Well, dear listeners, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of the voice and listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai Global Harmony, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Well, today is 26th of September, and the time right now in our studio is 3 minutes past 11 a.m., and it's a warm, sunny day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. Well, the Sevadal volunteers who have come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva this month are from the Indian states of Maharashtra and Goa. Apart from them, from the couple of days, over 500 devotees have come here as part of a 4-day Parthiyatra from the twin North Indian states of Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh. This 4-day Parthiyatra is from 24th to 27th of this month. So they had offered a cultural program yesterday evening at Sai Kulanth Hall. It was an instrumental program by the budding flautist Rajendra Kumar from Varanasi, and he was ably assisted by Bhupendra Kumar Pradhan on tabla. Both of them played for over 40 minutes, playing non-stop, and it was well received by the audience. Well, yesterday evening the program commenced at 5 p.m. with an introductory address by Sri Rajiv Chopra, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations of Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh, profusely thanking Bhagwan for his blessing upon the state that was in the news for one of the worst ever natural calamity in India. Sri Chopra briefly explained in brief the timely service rendered by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organizations, serving and saving many precious lives. Well, dear listeners, about the relief and rehabilitation program by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for Uttarakhand tragedy, we have played the telephonic conversation that Radio Sai's Karuna Munji had with the All India President of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, that is with Mr. V. Srinivasan, and sir had given us update twice about the service activities going on. In fact, yesterday I met Sri Rajiv Chopra, the state president of Satya Sai Seva organization of Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh, and I requested him to come here to studio to talk more about the service activity, and he has agreed to come. So tomorrow we are going to record a conversation with him, and in future in one of the Thursday Lives I'll be playing that conversation for you. Well, dear listeners, in this segment last week, I had played for you conversations with few of the Sevadal members from the North Indian state of Haryana when they had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva a couple of months back. So today I'll be continuing playing some more conversation with members of the organization who had come here for Prashanthi Seva. So to begin with, let's listen to Mr. A.P. Chugdar, district president of Satya Sai Seva organization of Chandigarh, Haryana. And he spoke to us about the various service activities that's happening there, and also about his experience of being involved in Swami's organization. So I recorded this a couple of months back. So to begin with, let's listen to him. After that, I have got another couple of Sevadal members who will be talking to us.
Sairam sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Thank you, sir. Sairam.
To begin with, sir, please tell us, when did you first come to Swami's fold?
Sairam, I came Swami's fold in 1982, when I was working as an officer in some government organization in Chandigarh. One of my subordinates, he asked me, ke, sir, maine chutti leni hai kal ki, I have to go to Delhi to have Baba Darshan, who is coming there. I told him, dekho, kaam to bahut hai, but anyhow, you say ke you are going for Baba Darshan, you can go there.
So Swami was supposed to go to Delhi at that time.
He was to come Delhi in 1982. But I told him, you must bring one photograph of Swami there, because till that time I had never seen the photograph nor known much about Swami. He went to Delhi. He brought one black and white photo of Baba to me. It was really very attractive, and it touched my heart to see him. When I saw him, it touched my heart. He is not less than God, but thought came in my mind. After 2 days, that gentleman had a bhajan at his residence there. He invited me with family to come on bhajan, join bhajan, and have a dinner with us. We accepted, we went there. When we entered the room where the bhajan session was going on, really it was very wonderful arrangement, very disciplined way. Gents were sitting one side, ladies were sitting another side, one bhajan from gents side, another from the ladies side. It was something new for me, because we had attended number of jagratas and other bhajan and kirtan of various sects, but this was a unique system of that. After that, there was a discourse and announcement, and it was closed. There I met the convener of that particular smriti. He told me, ke, you sir, you should come in our bhajan regularly. We will inform you, because on every Wednesday, there was a bhajan in that way. We started going there, and after a few days, he came to my residence and told me, ke, there is a security services training in Puttaparthi. And Baba is blessed all those who will be attending that. Why don't you accompany us?
So the training was in?
Security services.
So where was the training?
Here in Puttaparthi. Puttaparthi. So I told, yes, I will go there. But I was new devotee in that way. But I accepted that. Okay, I will go. He came to my residence and asked me for the fare of rupees 300 at that time. That was the fare only from Delhi to Dharmavaram or something like that. So, but when I paid him, he told me, why you are depriving your wife to accompany you to have the darshan of Bhagwan there in Puttaparthi? I told, okay, she will also accompany me. Take this another rupees and book the ticket. But I was not informed up to which station he is booking the ticket or where we are to go. But Puttaparthi, I was known that. On a fixed date, we were to go to Delhi to catch the train. And in between at Kushetra, my in-laws were there. I were to drop my three daughters there. They were small one at that time. And we dropped there. And there, I told my one of the relative. He asked me, hey, where you are going? I said, I am going Puttaparthi. There, Bhagwan Baba is there. And we are going for his darshan. There was a training there, security service training. We will be attending that training.
That security service was for Prashanti Seva.
Yeah, Prashanti Seva, actually. That gentleman told me, ke, okay, we will also go. I said, but we don't have the ticket. So he told, we will arrange it. I said, okay, chalo. So he went to the market to collect some money, because he was not having much money at that time. That was Sunday on that day, I think. So he came with the money. And we reached Delhi on the evening of that particular day when we were to catch the train, Karnataka Express there. At that time, I was not known ke which station ticket I to be bought for this man. We were standing in the line at ticket window, and there one man came with to me. He told me, ke, you want to go to Puttaparthi? Yeah. No, take this Anandpur ticket. He gave us one ticket and took the money which was to be paid.
Some stranger.
At this time, we were not known who is this man, how he had given me the confirmed ticket, and very, very near to our sleeper booked where we had booked in Chandigarh that. So it was really a miracle, first starting miracle at that time in happened. And we went Puttaparthi, we attended the training complete.
Then and you had Baba's darshan also.
We got the charan sparsh and all that.
Mm.
When we came back, my wife told me in between, number of people have got the vibhuti and all that, but Baba has not given us vibhuti. When we reached our home, after 2 days, there was a Rakhi festival. On that particular Rakhi festival, we purchased one small wooden chair, which we kept in our mandir. We had Baba's photo over there, that way. And when we came back from the market, there was a lot of vibhuti on the bed and downward, all the photos and everywhere. It was a locked room at that time. When we opened that, there was a lot of jasmine
fragrance smell
and all that. Mm. And we were surprised to see all that. Then we prayed Baba, Swami, that she asked you, ke vibhuti nahi diya, so you have given a lot of vibhuti for that. After this, we became devotee of Baba, and we started joining the bhajan and other seva akti. And immediately I was made seva coordinator in Chandigarh for that. This was something new. So then I started that seva. First of all, I started seva in PGI seva.
PGI is a government hospital in Chandigarh.
It's a big hospital of North India.
Okay.
Postgraduate Institute of Research, then of Government of India, being run by Government of India. So, wo seva maine adopt kiya wahan par.
So, what is that seva? What are the activities that's happening?
That particular PGI seva.
Hmm.
When there we used to go in the evening after office hours.
Hmm. Every day.
At 5 o'clock, 4 or 5 people we used to go there. Every day.
Hmm.
In actually for whole of the week, 4 to 5 people definitely visits PGI to look after the adopted 10 patients at a time there in the PGI. Because we have a roster of Samiti wise there, they go and serve there to look after, to ask them what problem they have. They discuss the problem with the doctor, with the nurses, and they write their letters or something other, whatever they need, we have.
Hmm.
They provide medicine. Even blood we provide to them whenever, if needed by the doctor for that. For this, we are holding that blood donation camps in Chandigarh for that. And we have arrangement with the hospital that as and when, jab bhi ye koi blood hamare adopted patient ke liye chahiye, to unko ye mil jaye, they have authorized one person to sign that slip and they give the blood to the needy patients for that.
Hmm.
But lot of miracles happen in the PGI. In the hospital. One of them I will narrate here in the lobby. So there was a patient from Jammu and Kashmir. He had some ortho problem in the legs and all that. Every Tuesday we used to visit to PGI of that particular area. So when we visited on one particular Tuesday, he was sitting very sad on the bed. Bahut udaas baitha hua hai, so agitated mood mein baitha hua. We asked him Sai Ram, he didn't give reply for Sai Ram. Otherwise, as and when, jab bhi hum jate hain, Sai Ram bole, to jawab dete hain hame Sai Ram ka. So I asked him, ki bhai kya baat hai, aaj Khan saab, why you are so agitated? Itni kyun aap gusse mein baithe ho aaj? Kehta saab kuch mat suno, yahan doctor jo hain, bade wo hain, ye sab siparish mante hain, approach mante hain, hain, mujhe 3 dafa ye leke gaye hain operation theater mein, but they have not operated me. Every time, they send me back. We listened to his grievances. And then I asked him, main kaha dekho Khan saab, kya aisa nahi ho sakta ki Bhagwan bina operation ke hi aapko theek kar de?
Yes.
Aisa bhi ho sakta hai. Aap ye kyon kehte hain ki doctors ne hain galat hain, ye hamari main properly up nahi karna chahte.
It may be Swami's will.
Yeah. Then maine usko ye bhi kaha ki dekho, भगवान क्योर करता है, डॉक्टर सिर्फ ऑपरेट करता है या ट्रीट करता है. तुम ये मत सोचो कि डॉक्टर ही सब कुछ करने वाला है, भगवान कर. तो उसको कह करके हम पैसिफाई करके चले गए. नेक्स्ट वीक ऑन नेक्स्ट ट्यूसडे व्हेन वी वेंट टू दैट पर्टिकुलर पेशेंट, तो ही वाज सिटिंग ऑन द बेड वेरी चीयरफुल, वेरी हैप्पी. मैंने कहा भाई ये क्या बात हो गया आज इसको? तो जब उसके पास हम पहुंचे, सर मैं आपके तो इंतजार कर रहा था, सुबह से आज वेट कर रहा हूं कि आप आएंगे, आप लोग साईं बाबा वाले हैं, तो आपको मैंने बताना है कुछ. मैं क्या बताना है भाई? कहता आप लोग कहते थे ना कि बिना ऑपरेशन के भी ठीक हो सकते हो, तो मैं बिना ऑपरेशन के ठीक हो गया हूँ, मेरा ऑपरेशन नहीं किया, डॉक्टर ने कहा ये मेडिसिन ले जाइए और आप ठीक हो जाएंगे, आपका ऑपरेशन नहीं होना। तो मैं तो भगवान बाबा का बड़ा शुक्र करता हूँ कि उन्होंने ऐसी बुद्धि दी इन डॉक्टर्स को, ऐसा वो बताया जिससे मैं ठीक हो गया हूँ। ये है, ये भगवान का एक मिरेकल। वहां ऐसे 100 मिरेकल चमत्कार जो हैं वहां पीजीआई में हो जाते हैं पेशेंट के साथ। इसके हमारे लोग वहां जाके प्रेयर करते हैं पहले, फिर उनका हालचाल पूछते हैं, उनसे बातचीत करते हैं, उनको मेडिसिन तक देते हैं।
और एनी अदर एक्टिविटीज यू कैन शेयर विद अस?
एनी अदर एक्टिविटीज, द बेस्ट एक्टिविटीज इन चंडीगढ़ इन एक्चुअली दिस इज अडॉप्शन ऑफ फैमिलीज। वी हैव 20 फैमिलीज देयर विच वी हैव अडॉप्टेड, हमने अडॉप्ट की हुई हैं। दे आर वेरी पुअर आर इन डिस्ट्रेस आर इन सम अदर प्रॉब्लम हुज ब्रेड अर्नर हैज डाइड एंड स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन आर देयर। वन ऑर टू इंसिडेंट आई विल नरेट इफ यू अलाउ मी। देर वॉज ए गार्डनर, he was working in one of our adopted villages. He fell ill with TB and admitted in PGI. There in PGI hospital, when our devotee Sevadal went there, they spotted that patient. He was very poor, no money, nothing of the sort with him, and we adopted him for medicine, for other help. But after a few days, that gentleman died.
Okay.
And he left behind one widow and two daughters. Two daughters, one was studying in 6th class, another was studying in 3rd class. That we adopted the family, we started giving ration to the family, and other clothes, school dress to the children, books, etc. And we arranged a small shop for him. Shop mean in tokri mein kuch flower fruits usko leke dete the, wo bechti thi wahan PGI ke
baad. That wife,
that widow. To wo usko sell karti thi, but uske bechne se itna paisa nahi milta tha ki wo apne ghar ka bachchon ka palan poshan kar sake. Then we used to give that family everything, food and other material. That girl was very shining in study.
Okay.
That we supported her to study up to 12th class. After 12th, side by side, our devotees arranged that computer training to her for that.
So for many years you have been taking care of
six,
that family?
Yes, 6 years, okay. Actually, 6-7 years. So then after completing 12th class, she applied for Haryana government job there in Secretariat, and she now working as computer assistant in the shop, earning 20,000 rupees. Per month for that.
Nice.
That now.
So
that
now she is supporting the family.
Yeah. Similarly, another family was there. There was a family whose two sons were there, small son, and that bread earner, he was a alcohol addict. And we tried to get him treated in one re-addiction center, but he ran from there. वहां से वो भाग गया, उसने इलाज वहां नहीं करवाया उस जगह पर. तो after few days he died, and now family remained unattended, and they were not having any finances even to run the household and other things. Similarly, at that time their jhuggi, one hut in slum area where they were living, that was demolished by the authorities due to unauthorized place. That particular colony was an unauthorized place.
So they didn't have a proper shelter to live.
Yeah. Then they were allotted some plot nearby in area where government had approved that particular, but you can construct on this. But their family had no money to construct that particular hut there. Our devotees and Sevadal, they collected some building material and other cash, and constructed a house, small room with one toilet for that particular family, so that they should have a shelter at least. Then we adopted that particular family to give them monthly food, fees of their children, clothes and dress material, etc. for them. Now the position is there. That particular lady, who was very nice and God-fearing lady, that some devotee arranged a job for her in nearby hotel as attendant for cleaning the particular rooms. And after this, his son has also completed the 10th class with the help of the devotees and neighbors.
Mm.
And he also got one job near the hotel itself.
Mm.
That particular lady made so much advancement in that, कि उसने जो है आज बाल विकास का हमारे पास ट्रेनिंग लिया वहां पर बाल विकास गुरु का एंड नाउ शी बाल विकास गुरु इन दैट पर्टिकुलर स्लम एरिया एंड रनिंग ए बाल विकास साइड बाय साइड फ्री कोचिंग शी इज आल्सो टेकिंग दैट लेडी दैट इज द वर्क देयर सेवा दल हैड डन फॉर दैट पर्टिकुलर अडॉप्टेड फैमिली सिमिलरली वी हैव अदर टू थ्री फैमिली
सो व्हाट यू गेव इज टू एग्जांपल ऑफ दोस 20 अडॉप्टेड फैमिलीज
यस
So among these 20 adopted families, what is their reaction, sir, when you talk about Swami to them?
In Chandigarh, you know, there are number of devotees and almost everybody know there about Sai Baba.
Hmm.
Because there is a Shirdi Sai Mandir there.
Okay.
And nearby that, we have our Satya Sai Old Age Home come Seva Center. That's why everybody recognizes that. कि ये जो हैं बालों वाले बाबा का ये मंदिर है सत्य साईं बाबा का जो है व्हेन बाबा हैड लेफ्ट द बॉडी एट द टाइम ओनली डिवोटीज हैड नॉट असेंबल्ड इन दैट पर्टिकुलर सेंटर ऑन दैट डे देर वर नंबर ऑफ अदर नॉन डिवोटीज हु जस्ट हर्ड ऑफ दैट एंड दे केम इन दैट पर्टिकुलर वी आर वेल नोन इन चंडीगढ़ के सत्य साईं बाबा सेंटर आर देयर एंड दे आर डूइंग भजन दे आर डूइंग सेवा इन पीजीआई दे आर होल्डिंग मेगा मेडिकल कैंप्स फॉर द बेनिफिशरीज एंड फ्री कोचिंग एंड मोस्ट ऑफ दैट इज वी डू अवेयरनेस प्रोग्राम फॉर चिल्ड्रन एंड स्कूल टीचर्स एज वेल स्कूल चिल्ड्रन वी होल्ड ऑन द स्पॉट पेंटिंग कॉम्पिटिशन पॉट इन दैट डेक्लेमेशन कॉन्टेस्ट फॉर स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेजेस इन विच मोर देन 400 to 500 स्टूडेंट्स are participating in that way.
Mm-hmm.
That means this message go to the 500 families of particular Chandigarh every year. They are new families every year, you know, for that. About 50 to 60 teachers used to join that. Wo aate hain wahan. Aise hi 50 se 60 parents bhi unke saath aate hain is awareness program ke time par.
You just now mentioned about that mega medical project. Yeah, please tell about it.
We are holding mega medical camps, a concept started by our state president, Subhash Dheer, that he gave the call to all the districts that you must hold a mega medical camp on every fifth Sunday of the month. Whenever this comes after one quarter, you know, fifth Sunday comes.
So fifth Sunday comes in every 3 months.
In 3 months. Oh. We hold these camps in slum areas or villages. We invite 15 to 20 doctors and technicians for that particular camps. जिसमें सभी डिसिप्लिन के वहां पे होते हैं जनरल मेडिसिन के आंखों के डेंटल ऑर्थो सिमिलरली हार्ट एंड अदर एलिमेंट्स आईज आईज का तो पूरा हम जो है वहां पर अरेंजमेंट करते हैं उसमें कंप्यूटराइज उसको चेक करने का उनके स्पेक्स के नंबर देने का और स्पेक्स बनाने का भी वहीं अरेंजमेंट हम कर देते हैं ताकि जो पुअर पीपल हैं कुछ जो नहीं अफोर्ड कर सकते उनको स्पेक्स मिल जाएं क्योंकि घर में जाकर के लोग फिर लेते नहीं हैं स्पेक्स ईसीजी एट द स्पॉट इज डन फॉर दैट ब्लड टेस्ट इज डन एट द स्पॉट इटसेल्फ टू डायग्नोज द प्रॉब्लम दैट बोन डेंसिटी टेस्ट इज डन एट द स्पॉट इटसेल्फ फॉर दैट The number of that mean ke about 5 hours camps, 5-6 hours camps we do, and 400 to 500 patients used to avail this facility on that particular day.
Okay.
Apart from doing this medical seva on that day, we do other things as well. First of all, we do bhajan. Then we do a nagar sankirtan by youth. 50 to 100 people do the Nagar Kirtan in the village in the slum area.
This is how the medical camp starts.
Medical camp is started side by side.
Okay.
They go for their youth and others go for the Nagar Kirtan.
Okay.
They go for the cleanliness of the temples or any worship place in that particular area. Then one guru take class there inside by in one room of Balvika's class of that particular children of that particular village and slum area. Balvika's get it. And then in the end, we do Narayan Seva. For total, everybody in the slum area, they join us and do the Narayan Seva.
So from when this mega medical camp has been, how many times have you conducted it in Chandigarh?
In Chandigarh, we have conducted about 25 camps. in 25 camps, you can say about 500 average, 400 to 500 average per camp benefit has been taken by the in that particular areas.
Now, what is the impact of this camp on the beneficiaries? How do they respond?
That I can tell. That last camp we had done on 31st March.
This year.
And after that, 30th June we have done.
Hmm.
On 31st March camp, what happened? There were 100, we invited that PGI team of eyes experts, that government hospital. The four doctors came there, they checked the eyes, and there was about 20 such cases, jo cataract ke kafi advanced stage par the. Agar unka operation na ho, to they can go blind. That was the position. And we discussed with this matter with the PGI authority. They told we will do free operation of these jo hamare diagnose kiye hain doctors ne, hum inka ilaaj karenge. Unme se 6 logon ka jo hai ilaaj ho chuka hai. Baki 14 ko dates di hui hain, as and when they will go, their operation will be done there. And this is God grace that timely that camp was held and this benefit they have got it. Similarly, other diagnosing. In one of the camp, one very serious heart patient was there. He was not aware of that. But one of the doctor, he checked his, and he was a heart specialist in Chandigarh, Dr. Sanvaria. He checked him, and he told, he's a chronic heart patient. He's not taking any medicine. Then he was requested to go to PGI and get yourself checked up, and these are the tests you have to get done by that. That camps take us very near to the villages.
Yes, correct.
And we distribute their sign literature, Sanatan Sarthi, old Sanatan Sarthi, we distribute in the camp to the whosoever comes for the checkup. For that, we give one that Sanatan Sarthi and Vibhuti and Baba's photo. If we don't give in some of the camps, they specially ask us,
Bhai,
aapne hame photo nahi diya, aapne hame ye nahi diya. Apart from this, we hold certain mini exhibition on that day. We have made our charts and write-ups. So, we have made all the activities that we have done there. Puta Prati mein Bhagwan Baba ne aise kiya hua hai, water project, hai, education, hai, medical, hai, inka bhi jo hai, hum wahan par sara display karte hain aur wahan logon ko batate hain. Ye hame logon se near le jata hai, jo hai, aur wo bhi hamare saath judne ke liye taiyar ho jate hain is kaam ke liye.
Now what about Prashanti Seva, sir? From Haryana, this time how many Sevadals have come?
In Prashanti Seva, you know, in actually particular, so far as I am concerned, I am coming for the last 25 times I have attended that. Because I joined this Sanstha in 1982 and 31 years today in actually there.
Yes.
So, इसमें हमें जो है ये हमारा एक जो बैटरी है उसको चार्ज करता है रिचार्ज करता है
करेक्ट
व्हेन वी कम हियर वी आवर बैटरी रिचार्ज आवर जो है सेवा की एक्टिविटीज के बारे में जो है व्हेन वी गो बैक वी डू मोर एंड मोर सेवा व्हाट वी प्रे टू द गॉड हियर इटसेल्फ स्वामी हमें शक्ति दो ताकि हम ज्यादा से ज्यादा सेवा कर सके वी डोंट आस्क एनीथिंग एल्स फॉर आवर सेल्फ गॉड for the last so many years with the, in contact with Baba, we ask this thing, ke hame aap ye do, taki hum jyada se jyada seva kar sakte, jyada ki jyada logon ko hum la sake, is fold mein jo hai, taki wo jo hai, apna selfless service se jud jaye. Because Baba used to say, ke whenever you do any seva, you present it to me. जब आप मुझे वो अर्पण कर देते हैं, तो वो selfless सेवा बन जाएगी, वो सेवा बन जाएगी. Otherwise, तो आप अपने रिश्तेदारों की करते हैं पेरेंट्स की करते हैं ये सब हम यहां समझते हैं यहां हमारी नहीं कोई रीडर कोई हमारा रिलेटिव नहीं है कोई हमारा नियर एंड डियर नहीं है वी डोंट नो यहां जो आए हुए हैं 200 कंट्रीज से हमारे यहां पर लोग आते उठ जाते हैं उनकी सेवा करके हमें ऐसा अच्छा लगता है कि ये जो हैं हमारे अपने जैसे हैं वो भी यही फील करते हैं कई ड्यूटी से हम बात भी करते हैं वो भी यही फील करते हैं कि जो यहां पर हमें प्रेम देते हैं आप लोग ये हमें प्रेम कहीं और नहीं मिलता
सही बात है सर नाउ इन दिस चेंज सर्कमस्टेंस व्हेन स्वामी'स फिजिकल फॉर्म इज नॉट देयर सो हाउ डू यू मोटिवेट द वॉलंटियर्स फॉर सर्विस एक्टिविटीज हाउ डू यू मोटिवेट द यूथ
रियली ये बहुत डिफिकल्ट टाइम था when Baba had left the body. And क्योंकि हमारा अटैचमेंट सभी का जो था भगवान की फिजिकल बॉडी से था, बट बाबा यूज टू से कि आप मेरे फिजिकल अटैचमेंट को छोड़िए, अपने अंदर झांकिए, देखिए मैं आपके अंदर विद्यमान हूं. हम कहते हैं उनको, बट हर आदमी नहीं समझता इस चीज को. बट वेन दे सी अवर एक्टिविटीज, अवर सेवा एक्टिविटीज इन दैट पर्टिकुलर एरिया, दे सी कि दे आर साईं डिवोटीज, साईं बाबा. मुझे आज तक याद है, मैं एक किसी घर में अपने बच्चों को छोड़ने जाता था 25 साल पहले बाल विकास के लिए. तो वहां जब फर्स्ट टाइम मैंने जाना था, मुझे बताया कि यहां इस घर में आपने जाना है, वहां पे मुझे नहीं देखा हुआ था. आई आस्क सम नेबर देयर कि यहां बाल विकास क्लास लगता है कि तो वो साईं बाबा का घर, साईं बाबा का घर. व्हाट दे टोल्ड मी कि साईं बाबा का घर. मैं कहा यस साईं बाबा का घर. तो वहां गए. ऐसी पहचान बन चुकी है हमारे लोगों की जो है वहां पर. बाबा के नाम से हमारी कोई पहचान नहीं है, भगवान की पहचान है. फिजिकल बॉडी में ना होते हुए भी बाबा हम सबको गाइड कर रहे हैं, हमें प्रेरणा दे रहे हैं. हम जो हैं उन लोगों से कांटेक्ट में रहते हैं, उनको टाइम टू टाइम हम बाबा की जो काम किए हुए हैं उनको दिखाते हैं, वीडियो के जरिए भी दिखाते हैं, दूसरे भी ऑडियो के जरिए भी दिखाते हैं, उनको बताते भी हैं. तो उससे जो है वो हमारे साथ जुड़ रहे हैं. कुछ कमी जरूर आई है, पर इतनी भी नहीं है कि वो बहुत ज्यादा पीछे हट गए हों. सब धीरे धीरे जो है सभी दोबारा हमारे उसमें लौट रहे हैं आकर के. दिस इज दैट.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Achha, wow, sir, you've given us the opportunity. Thank you,
Sir.
Saram, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And this is a segment, Service Love in Action, in which we talk about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are undertaking everywhere. And what you heard till now was a conversation with the district president of the district Chandigarh of the state Haryana, and I had recorded this conversation a couple of months back when Sevadal members from Haryana had come here to Prashanti Nilayam for rendering Prashanti Seva. And in this conversation, Mr. A.P. Chuk, he started to tell about how he came to Bhagwan's fold, and then he told us about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are undertaking in this district Chandigarh. Well, dear listeners, I've got a couple of more recorded conversation with the Sevadal members from Haryana, and I'll be playing that for you in a while from now. Before that, let's listen to a Sai Bhajan.
हमारे आओ सा
Welcome back to today's Thursday Life. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, what you heard just now was a beautiful bhajan from the album Bhavanjali, which is a Sai Blossom product. To know about the various Sai Blossom products, please log on to the website saiblossom.org. Today in this segment of Service Love in Action, I'm playing for you recorded conversations with the Sevadal members from the North Indian state of Haryana. In fact, last week also I had played for you few conversations. So, in the beginning you heard to Mr. A.P. Chugh, the district president of the district Chandigarh of Haryana. And now let's listen to another Sevadal member from Haryana. And this conversation I had recorded a couple of months back when they had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva.
Offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan, I am Rovina Hans and I am from Chandigarh. I am a Balvikas Guru, a Sevadal and also a doctor. I have been very privileged since Swami has given me so many time chances to work as his instrument in various roles. And because of the divine mission which is so grand, in some few aspects I have also served as his instrument.
So when you first came to Swami's fold?
It happened long ago. We were small and my father had a friend who was a professor in college. So that friend was a sign devotee and he had very unique powers. He used to meditate for long hours and then whenever we had any trouble, we looked for him. And whenever he met us, he used to give us new ways. He used to tell us the timings and correct dates when things used to actually work out for us. So we were like very curious to know if this uncle can do so much. Whom does he follow? Who is the guru? What are the powers with the guru? So we gradually started asking and we came to know about Sai Baba. But still we were new to it. We didn't know as much. Suddenly, as an opportunity, it came that Swami was to visit New Delhi.
Okay.
So Swami...
Which year was this?
That was in 1999 when Swami visited Delhi. So I was too young. I was in fourth standard at that time. So we all decided that let's just go. Let's see who's Swami. We didn't know. We had no clue and no fact as such. So we decided and all of us left for Delhi. All that we knew while we were leaving was that Swami will be visiting someone known as Kulwant Rai who lives on Aurangzeb Road. That's all. So we didn't know that Swami will be giving darshans in Nehru Stadium and what all places. That's just one thing we know and we left with a mission. When we reached there, to our surprise, we saw such a tight security. We thought that this thing is now, it's not going to work. So we need to plan, let's see what to do. So my dad, we are from a Sikh family and Sikh are really adamant and they are really strict. So they said, once only you've took this decision to come here and now I'm not going to wait here. So we are anyways leaving, pack up and we're going back. Suddenly, someone in white clothes and wearing a scarf came to us and he's like, have you come for darshans? We said, yes. Do you have passes? And we said, no. He said, okay, take one pass. But we were three elders and me and my brother, we were youngsters. So we required three passes. So the discussion started amongst the elders who will go inside because they just had one pass. So my dad was slowly driving the car and he reached another point where some other sevadal stopped us. So then he asked us, okay, how many of you are there? We said, my father said three of us. He said, you have one pass and you have three, take two more. Suddenly we just realized that it was destined. I mean, at that point also I'll say we didn't realize because see, miracles happen with everyone. But the only difference is that devotees realize it and they are aware of it and the other people don't know.
Yes.
So we were like, coincidentally maybe it happened. Yeah, okay, let's just go and see. Let's see Swami. We went inside and we sat. Swami suddenly came out. At that point, I mean, I can't express in words. There was an adrenaline rush in the body. All of us, we were like, we had goosebumps. We were like, oh my God, what is this? That time we had nice darshans and we came back. But throughout, like for 1 month, everyone, each one of us kept on thinking, we need to meet again. There's surely something left. Then at the same year in December, we went to Puttaparthi. When we came here, we saw the system, we saw things working, we saw schools, hospitals, everything. Each one of us was so inspired. So the moment we were back home, my parents sent me and my brother to Balvikas. So that's how slowly, we just came into Swami's fold.
So now, how has Balvikas helped you in getting inspired to take up service activities?
When I was young, as a student, there was so much to learn from Balvikas.
Yes.
It completely transformed us. And it was so apparent in the academics as well. Because we students just stood apart in schools and colleges. Because we were Balvikas students. Wherever we went, we used to introduce ourselves. And the kind of shlokas, chanting that we did, people used to like really look forward. And they asked us where you come from and things. So yes, it took us to another level and inspired us for sure. And then gradually, at a very young age, I myself became a Balvikas. Guru. So that's where my learning process actually started. Because we can't teach anyone anything. Like Ralph Waldo Emerson tells, he says that you can't teach anybody, you can just make them think. So that's how we now operate. We force the students to think and so that their conscience actually takes decisions from them.
So now you have been taking classes in Haryana, Balvikas classes, right?
We take classes in Haryana. I am from Chandigarh and there it's a multilingualistic, multicultural society. So Balvikas is altogether a very different challenge. We have to face kids coming from Sikh religion, from different religion, Muslim kids as well. So these kids, they are not like really receptive towards whatever we teach them. So it's a challenge. We need to give the same thing in a new packet. So that's how challenging thing it is, and we're taking it in a new way. But whenever your intentions are clear, God stands right next to you and helps you out. So that's how very nicely we have been acquiring success in this thing.
So how often you conduct Balvikas classes?
Balvikas classes are on every Sundays. And once in a month we have gurus meeting.
Okay.
Where all the gurus discuss what are the loopholes, because there are several old gurus who really wish to update themselves with the young gurus, so that we can update them with technology and the new aspects of teaching the students are really fond of. So it's like upgrading.
So how are the students responding to the Balvikas?
Students are responding absolutely perfect and very beautifully, in fact. Most of the students, they go elsewhere, they go to schools and they grab so many prizes. So the other parents also, they come up to us and the students are like so inspired. The other people who are non-devotees as such, they come up to us and they want to send their kids. Because they see the transformation in other kids and the way they behave in schools and classes, they behave in their homes and their families. It's like completely changed.
Yes. Can you give one or two examples of any student transformation that you have seen?
There were many students, in fact. Some students were like, they behaved really rudely with their grandparents. Actually, things happen in Chandigarh where both the parents are working. It becomes very difficult to handle the kids. So the kids are just left at home. So mostly it becomes the duty of the Balvikas guru to take care of this. So for such kids, it's not just one Sunday is not enough. So we need to input more and more of time. So we gradually keep in touch with them. And every point that they do, actually what I have seen personally is that kids get attracted to young gurus. They feel that we can share more with them, that these gurus are more receptive. So kids used to come, so there was one of this child who kept on talking, why is this wrong, why is this right, what is happening. So we told them that yes, you need to activate your discrimination power. So discrimination power, like in a very layman language, how we teach to the kids is what Vivekananda said. Earlier when Swami was there, things were very easy. What's right and wrong, it was very clear for us. But when we need to explain it on a larger level to other students also, we just use a simple thing which Vivekananda told us, that anything that makes you spiritually, physically and intellectually weak, just discard it. So that's how the kids then start working, and then there was a great transformation. The grandmother of the child came, started crying that yes, how is this happening? It was not actually happening through our this thing, but I think it was just grace of God. I seriously don't know how that child who was not listening to his parents started actually getting involved in the Balvikas. We gave him works. He was so good at it. He made PowerPoint presentations. He got so much engaged and he was enjoying it. So gradually he transformed. Also, I need to add here that Swami has given us a goal, and for the same goal, Swami has shown us so many paths. The path with the path, and he is the guiding light himself.
Yes.
So the path which I chose was, which was I found it relatively simple, was 5 Ds, which are duty, discipline, discrimination, devotion, and dedication.
Yes.
So in all these 5 Ds, getting them, putting them into practical life, it can transform you to another level of spirituality. We felt this as a Sevadal as well. There are many experiences which happened in Sevadal. We all know Sevadal, it's all about working selflessly.
Yes.
So it's not Swami. Initially, when we were not in the fold, still the Sikhism had something to say about it. And when we came to Swami's fold, we were so glad. Swami just gave us a capsule of what we were actually taught in Sikhism. So it was just a compact thing, and we were so glad.
Okay.
Because I was brought up, my parents used to tell us stories. How the Sikh gurus, there are 10 gurus in Sikh, how they used to do seva. Can I just share a little story? Okay. The second Sikh guru is Guru Angad Dev Ji. He was 36 years old. And then suddenly one man who was called Amru came up, and he was 61 years old. Amru was a very high rank officer. He renounced the world. He had something in his mind. He wanted to do selfless seva. He started serving Guru Angad Dev Ji, who was much half of his age. So the one who was serving was 61 years old and Guru Angad Dev Ji was 32 years old. Renouncing all the titles, just not thinking about his age, just not thinking that he's so young, how can I serve him? Still, Amru started serving Guru Angad Dev Ji. Amru used to go early morning to Bias River in North India, fetch water, get water for Guruji, wash his clothes, do everything. He did it to such a level that people started making mockery of him. But look at him, he renounced everything. Now what is he doing? Just fetching water, washing clothes. People made a mockery. So he became a laughing stock and people started calling him Amru Nithana in Punjabi. It means someone who has no place.
Okay.
Someone who's a wanderer. So what happened? At the end, he served for 12 years. Guru Angad Dev Ji was so impressed, so fascinated by this, so he set an example. What he did was, he didn't give the Guru Gaddi to his own son, but he made Amru Nithana, he gave him the next Guru Gaddi. So Guru Amar Das Ji, he's the third Guru, and that's how he became Sikh Guru. So that these stories really inspired us. But once we came to Puttaparthi, it was an altogether a new level of inspiration that we had from Seva.
Yes.
I want to share another story. Since I was telling you, I tried to bring 5 Ds into practice. So with duty and discipline, I want to share one little experience that I had. Once I was sitting, from 5 years I'm coming for Seva.
Okay.
And whenever I come, I've been placed in Mandir. So what happened once, I was at the discipline duty and suddenly Swami came. So when Swami came, you know the way crowd reacts. So we were just supposed to calm them, make them calm down and settle back. So I was trying to control the crowd. Suddenly Swami came, so we all had to sit. What happened was Swami came quite closer to me. Swami was like more than half than an arm's length difference. So I was like, so they were adrenaline rushing again, like Swami was so close.
Yeah.
But what people did, there was a lady, she jumped out of the line and she went for Charan Sparsh. Her child, she left there, child was crying. I grabbed the child being a Sevadal. So I was making them sit quietly. I had the opportunity at that time to do Charan Sparsh because Swami was so close. And we didn't know when we'll get the opportunity again because I was placed there for the first time.
Yes.
And then what happened, Swami went and everything was over. I reached back my room and I told my mother what all happened. Everyone sitting there scolded me. You are such a fool. You missed such a grand opportunity. You think you'll get it again? You're a big fool. You wasted that opportunity and I had to listen for like hours. Then after 2-3 days, we went back home. After a week or so, I had a dream. What the dream said, Swami came. The dream was so palpable, I can tell you. Swami came, Swami holded my hands and asked me, what do you want? Swami asked with so much of, Swami was so adamant, what do you want? I said, Swami, I want Pad Namaskar. The beautiful part of the thing is that nowhere in my vocabulary I had this word Pad Namaskar. What in Punjabi and everything Hindi we used to say Charan Sparsh.
Charan Sparsh.
I don't know from where this word came, from where the dream came. And I just lied down in front of Swami and I had Pad Namaskars. So that point, I woke up the next day, I realized that nothing goes unseen for Swami. So like duty and discipline, if you are performing with that, Swami, you know, Swami can't let you go.
So when you are on duty, when you are Sevadal, you are not supposed to take Charan Sparsh.
We are not supposed to take Charan Sparsh. We were not supposed to even fold our hands in front of Swami. Even if we are standing with our back, we are supposed to stay in that position.
But later Swami rewarded for your
later
duty.
Swami. Discipline. For Seva, we have been benefiting. I mean, it's a continuous inspiration. Every year we come for Seva, there are so many things happening. I'll tell you another thing from the 5 Ds only. The other D which says determination. In determination, I was like, first year I came, this thing happened. Second year, I was so determined because I knew Swami is watching. So I was so determined, I said, yes, I am going for Seva. And studying in a medical college, holidays is a big problem. So whenever you need a leave, it's like it creates a trouble for you. So in the month of July end, the result comes. And first week of August, we need to start with the classes. Because there are clinics as well, so you can't skip them. Even if you need a medical leave, you need to get it from the same hospital where we are placed. So it is a big trouble. I could not fool them as well. But I came here. So we were deciding, actually I was having a conversation with my friends once I reached Parthi that let's see, what if the result is postponed? If the result is postponed, no issues. Then slowly we can go back when by second week of August if the result comes, I can go back and join, no problem at all. We went for morning, we got our duties, we got placed. Evening we came back to the room, I saw so many missed calls from my friends. I called them up, what happened? They said result is out. So, just pack up your stuff and come back tomorrow. There is no escape now. So, my mother said, now all set, we can't wait. So, we'll book tomorrow's flight. She started conversating with my father and they started planning what to do. But I was like, Swami, how is this possible? I am determined, I am going to stay here for sure. Let's see what happens. Next for evening darshans we went. When we were back, suddenly again my friends started ringing. I said, what happened now? They said, you know what happened, Ravina, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? They said, from 1st August to 15th August, colleges are supposed to be closed.
Okay.
So, I was shocked and I said, yes, determination pays you wherever you want. And I think determination comes if you don't have fear in you. How will the fear go? If you have complete surrender in front of Swami. So that were the few experiences with Seva.
So from 5 years, we have been coming to Prashanti Seva. Like now, in the changed circumstance, when Swami's physical presence is not there, so how do you motivate yourself and come again and again? What do you feel?
In case I talk about individual level, I never felt low when Swami left. I feel Him even more now. And Swami has given us so much, at least to me, that I no longer operate out of greed, of darshans or of getting something. Now I'm operating out of gratitude. It's just that we need to now give back. And however we do, how much ever we do, we can't fulfill it however, but we make an effort. So yes. That's
now is the time for us to act.
For what actually.
Swami has given us all the years, so many years.
It's so called Swami took the back seat. However, it's not possible, but that's what people say. So let us now, let the youth take some responsibility. So the Swami's mission is so grand. And Swami has done so many things. It's very hard to actually emulate it. But at the local level in Chandigarh, in Haryana, we make, at least the youth make a conscious effort to emulate the things. So we have Narayan Sevas here, which are once in a month. It's less though, but still people are benefiting out of it. Few families have been adopted, few villages have been adopted. And I personally go and with my team to teach students on every Sunday. So there are little levels, and there are medical camps which are organized every month. So people are really benefiting. So that's how new people are coming to know about Swami. So Swami's mission on a very minute level, but yes, it is happening at the local level also in Haryana.
Okay. Thank you for joining us, Sairam.
Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12 o'clock and it's a warm and sunny day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. Today in this segment, just now you heard Sister Ravina Hans from Haryana who had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva, and she spoke to us about her experience of being a Sevadal here at Prashanthi Nilayam also, and also about the various service activities that they have been doing at Haryana. So after that, let's listen to another Sevadal member from the state of Haryana. And again, this conversation I had recorded a couple of months back when they had come here to Prashanthi Nilayam for Prashanthi Seva. And now, this sir will be talking to us about a unique website that they have started at Haryana. And all the Sevadal members can benefit from this website, and this website is www.saihrycht.com. That is Sai Haryana Chandigarh. That is saihrycht.com. Okay, let's listen to about this website more.
So, Sairam sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio. So, to begin with, please tell about yourself, sir. Your name and
sir, I'm B.B. Gupta. I'm principal of two schools. We are running school in Panchkula and Chandigarh. There are two schools I am running. I'm looking after the educational wing of Haryana and Chandigarh. So I am
educational state, wing of Satya Sai Seva Organization of Haryana.
State coordinator, educare and education.
Okay. So when did you first come to Swami's fold?
Long back in 1990, I came to Swami fold, and since that I am coming regularly for Prashanthi Seva, and I am involving myself in the Seva activities.
So what inspires you to do Seva, sir?
Basically, what we have seen that, the joy of giving something, joy of serving something, I have felt that way. It gives the real permanent happiness.
Mm.
And that's the reason that we are looking after this, and we are trying that others should also taste this joy of giving.
Yes.
And Swami has taught us, Swami has told, ke, I mean, my life is my message, and now your life should be my message, and we are believing on that.
Yes.
We feel that.
So you being the coordinator of the education wing of Swami's organization, can you share some activities that's happening there?
Sir, I am looking after the parenting, thought management, anger management, these kind of PPTs all around Haryana wing. And mainly I am concerning myself to develop a strong website to look after the need of total Haryana as a whole. So we want to club all Haryana in a single net, and for that we have developed a website, and the work is going on since last 4 years.
Okay.
So now the website is full-fledged developed, and one can enjoy the working of that.
What is the website?
Our website name is www.saichrychd.com.
Okay.
So this website has got two parts. One part is the outer part where everyone can log in, everyone can check. In that website, one can see the total Bal Vikas classes running all over Haryana, total bhajan programs in Haryana as a district, and the wing, spiritual wing, youth wing, educational wing, all the activities, some photographs, some videos of the activities in various districts, then our calendar of the annual calendar. See, these all things are there, libraries all around Haryana. So all these things are available to all without any password. But second part is the entering of members. We have got in our website now more than 8,000 members. We have got the data, their blood group, their qualification, we have got the number of teachers available with us, number of lactation, number of doctors available with us, every information we have. So we can, in the case of need in emergency, we can have this SMS facilities. If suppose sometimes we have seen this, this website has saved the life.
Okay.
Some rare blood groups are there, some like AB negative blood group. So whenever this need is there from any who can, any corner of Haryana, one can come and donate that. We can immediately pass the SMS and we can have it. Similarly, when we go for Shanti Seva, now we know in advance that so many devotees are going for Seva, and we have got all the information available in that, which department they are to serve, in hospital how much requirement is there, in every wing how much requirement is there, how much availability is there with us. So we plan in accordance and we do this seva activity as per that planned seva activity is there. We have got information of all the devotees and every trade they have.
Okay.
Few days back we got the information on 90th birthday of Swami. The state, the center want that there should be 90 orator from your state.
Haryana.
So immediately by the click, by pressing orator, we'll come to know that 88 devotees are still there and we are to add only two. So this way, I mean, basically it's serving all the purpose of our state, and we are working upon, day and day we are improving upon. And we wish that in future this will be the all comprehensive website, and with all the information that is required by the state. In that there are two columns. One is meant for the personal information, then other is divided into four parts. One is seva part. Which kind of seva will you like to do? So each devotee clicks that. Okay, I will like to go for Prashanti Seva. I like to operate the computer. I have got spare time. I can donate blood. Likewise, this. Second part belongs to what kind of responsibility you are doing in the organization that one can click that, okay, I am looking after this, I am in charge of so and so and likewise. Then third part is that what kind of training you wish to take. Whether you want to go for disaster management, whether you want to go for parenting, whether you want to go for educator training, so they can click that. Then if they have got any special skill, if they are driver, if they are plumber, if they are electrician, if they are carpenter, if they are painter, likewise these four areas are there which they are to answer when they are to fill up the form. So likewise we are preparing ourselves for every kind of activities whatever possible, so that in case of need we can always go in and click the button and we can come to know about the requirement that we have.
Wonderful website. Can you tell the name of the website once more, sir?
It is SCIHRYCHD.com.
Okay.
So this website has got 9 letters. SCI, everyone knows. HRY meant for Haryana. CHD for Chandigarh.
Okay.
So 9 letters are there. I think one can remember that.
Sai Haryana Chandigarh.
Sai Haryana Chandigarh. Yes. SCIHRYCHD.com.
Okay. Now, sir, one thing I want to ask you. This website, is it only for Haryana state or anybody can access everywhere and can contribute and
anybody
take the help of?
Since it is on net, so anyone can access it. But members we have got from Haryana only. They are enrolled in that. But what we wish is we can share this total programming with any of the state. We don't mind. And any of the state can copy it, can take the full website, and we are ready to give training to any of the state. If someone can come forward, may look into that. Once from our central team, Krishna, I think he's looking after the All India level website. He has visited, we have shown the website, and he has agreed that this is the best website I have seen as far as Sai organization is concerned. This contains all the information that we require in one go to know about any of the state activity. We are having videos also. We have got arrangement for Rudram classes also.
Okay.
In that we have got training classes, and we can one can learn that Rudram also by that. Once when the arrangement is like this, once the person will speak, then there will
Rudram
be
Rudram tutorial. Yes.
We have tutorial classes are there. We can, we have got some very good lectures with us. We have got dramas there, or every information to attract that way, and especially to attract the youth. And basically they are liking it, they are working upon, and they are very happy with the website.
So anybody anywhere in India or all around the world can access it, can take the help of the website and also can contribute to the website.
They can contribute also. They can, in case of any emergency, we can supply the information. If they, suppose like in case of need, they want disaster management people, we can always sort out from the website. We can always contribute a particular kind of blood. If one is requiring that, we can always contribute. Any information which is required, we are containing it, and this is updating every time. There is always a scope for improvement, then we are going for that, and we wish that in the years to come, every information, and we wish that someone should see to it, and in case if there is any deficiency, they can tell us, we can always amend it.
Okay, sir. Thank you for sharing with us about this website.
Sai Ram. Thank you.
Sai Ram.
So, dear listeners, Sai Ram, that was Mr. V.K. Gupta from Haryana, a Sevadal member who had come here for Prashanti Seva to Prashantilayam a couple of months back when the chance for Prashanti Seva was from the state of Haryana. And he told us about a unique website that they have started, which is www.saihrychd.com. That is Sai Haryana Chandigarh, saihrychd.com. And in this website, you can log in and find out about the various service activities that the devotees of Haryana are undertaking and many more such information about the service activities and also about the Prashanti Seva and many other things. So today in this segment of Service Love in Action, I played for you few recorded conversations with the Sevadal members from the state of Haryana. In fact, last week also I had played for you conversation with the Sevadal members from Haryana, and I got few more conversations recorded a couple of months back together. So that will be for next week. And today, the time right now is 12:10, and at 12:30, Prem and Arvind will take over the next segment of today's Thursday Live, that is afternoon satsang. So for the next 20 minutes, please listen to a few songs on Swami composed and sung by Swami students. So I, Raghu from Team Radio Sai, sign off for today, placing this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet. I take your leave. So meet you again next week, next Thursday. Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram.
సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. జీవా సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. యత్న ప్రయత్నముల్ మానవ ధర్మము జయాపజయములు దైవాధీనము. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. భగవంతుని తలచుచు నిత్య ధర్మములు నిర్వర్తించిన. భక్తి తోడ భగవంతుని తలచుచు నిత్య ధర్మములు నిర్వర్తించిన. అట్టి జనకునకు రాజయోగమున అందరాని మోక్షంబు పొందెను. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. జీవా సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. హృదయ భూములు సాగు చేయండి మీ మనసు మడకగా గుణములేయద్దుల్. వివేకమనుచన కోలను తీసి విశాలమగు మీ హృదయము దున్నుడు. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. మానవ ధైర్యమే మంచి ఎరువుగా ప్రేమాధారలె పంట విత్ మానవ ధైర్యమే మంచి ఎరువుగా ప్రేమధారలే పంట విత్తులుగా. భక్తే వర్షము భావమే కలుపులు బ్రహ్మానందమే పండెడి పంట. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు. జీవా సత్య ధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు మొదటి పట్టును విడవబోకండి అది పట్టులోనే భక్తి పట్టండి ఎన్ని బాధలను పొందిన భగవత్ చింతన మాత్రము విడకండి సత్యధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు సత్యధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు సత్యధర్మము శాంతి ప్రేమలతో నీ నిత్య జీవన యాత్ర సాగించు
జీవనాధారమా మా హృదయ సంగీతమా మా జీవనాధారమా మా హృదయ సంగీతమా మా ప్రేమ ప్రతిరూపమా సాయి నీ ప్రేమ మా దేసుమా మా జీవనా से प्यारा जग में कोई नहीं है माँ मेरा जग में तुम बिन कोई नहीं माँ तुमसे प्यारा जग में कोई नहीं है माँ मेरा जग में तुम बिन कोई नहीं प्रेम बरसा हो मेरे प्यारे साई मां जीवनाधारमा मां हृदय संगीतमा मां प्रेम प्रतिरूपमा साई మా జీవనాధారమా మా హృదయ సంగీతమా నీ ప్రేమనే మేము ఆశించినాము నీరాకకై మేము ప్రార్థించినాము నీ ప్రేమనే నీరాకై మేము ప్రార్థించినాము నీవు వస్తావని ప్రేమ ఇస్తావని మదిలోన నీవే సాయిమా మా జీవనా సంగీతమా మా ప్రేమ ప్రతిరూపమా సాయి నీ ప్రేమ మా దేలేసుమా మా జీవనాధారమా మా హృదయ సంగీతమా
Sai Mahadeva mamu kapadagarava Bhaktulamu nee daricheritimi aadarinchaleva Bhaktulamu nee daricheritimi aadarinchaleva Shirdi Puri Vasa Sai Mahadeva Shirdi Puri Vasa Shri Sai Mahadeva Sai Mahadeva తల్లివి నీవే తండ్రివి నీవే తాతవు నీవేగా తల్లివి నీవే తండ్రివి నీవే తాతవు నీవేగా అన్నియు నీవే అనినే నమ్మితి నీ బావా ఓ అన్నియు నీవే అనినే నమ్మితి నీ దారిలేకా నీ దరి చేరితి ఎటు బ్రోతువో తండ్రి ఏ దారిలేకా నీ దరి చేరితి ఎటు బ్రోతువో తండ్రి పర్తిపురి వాసా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి దేవా ఓ పర్తిపురి వాసా శ్రీ సత్య సాయి దేశ దేశములు అంతా తిరిగి బేజారితి నయ్యా దేశ దేశములు అంతా తిరిగి బేజారితి నయ్యా